When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Trick or treat, baby, on a night like this. Trick or treat, whoa, whoa, and that means a kiss. Trick or treat, baby, and don't let me miss a sweet kiss from you on a night like this. Trick or treat, baby, by the light of the moon. Trick or treat, whoa, whoa, don't leave me so soon. Trick or treat, baby, I go in a swoon from the sweet way you kiss me by the light of the moon. Trick-or-treat, baby, oh, what a night. Trick-or-treat, whoa, whoa, what a sweet delight. Trick-or-treat, baby, and hold me tight and keep a kissing me sweetly, oh, what a night. To kiss me in your own sweet way. A trick or treat.
Good evening. This is your host for Broadway to Main Street, Count Larry Maslan, with our second annual Halloween broadcast. You may have thought there you were listening for a second to Ed German's Urban Jazz Experience. That's a song called Trick or Treat by Chuck Berry. It has nothing to do with Broadway, but a lot to do with Trick or Treat, so we put it in. That's scary, huh? All right, it's not so scary. Well, maybe making a video with Chuck Berry, that would be kind of scary, but the story for another time. Anyway, last year we had an excellent Halloween show here on Broadway to Main Street on 88.3 FM. Peconic Public Broadcasting, and I thought we would do another one, but not exactly the same. We'd change it up a little bit, as the young goblins and ghouls would say. And today we're going to do a Trick or Treat is the subject and the title. We are going to take great performers from Broadway and see them as good people and bad people, nice angels and awful devils. They a little bit of a treat and then a little bit of a trick. I tricked you there. All right. So we're going to start our Broadway to Main Street Halloween episode with two songs from the early part of the 20th century. And once women got the right to vote and suffrage and all that scary stuff, there were songs about women sinning a little bit, and that was fairly new in the American vernacular, not in the Transylvanian vernacular, but in the American vernacular. Anyway, two songs we're going to hear. One is from Follow Through, a 1929 musical by Brown DeSylvan Henderson, a song you probably all know, sung by its originator, Zelma O'Neill, and then another song from 1910, but rendered by the wonderful Pearl Bailey. But first, as they often say in my castle here in the East End, I want to be bad.
To be or not to be, that is not the question. I decided long ago to be. With me, it's what to be. Make me some suggestions, good or bad, which is the best for me. If you're after fun and laughter, this aggravates you. Some reformer says a warmer climate awaits you. If it's naughty to rouge your lips, shake your shoulders and twist your hips. Let a lady confess, I wanna be bad. If it's naughty to vamp the men, sleep each morning till after 10. Then the answer is yes, I wanna be bad. This thing of being a good little goody is all very well. What can you do if you're loaded with plenty of health and vigor? When you're learning what lips are for, if it's naughty to ask for more, let a lady confess, I wanna be bad. If it's naughty to rouge your lips, shake your shoulders and twist your hips, let a lady confess, I wanna be bad. If it's naughty to vamp the men, sleep each morning till after 10, then the answer is yes, I wanna be bad. I've made my mind up to wind up by having a barrel of fun. What do I care if they call me a son of a gun? Miss daughter, if it's wrong to let someone take just a little teeny kiss by mistake, let a lady confess, I wanna be bad. While all around me they tell me how terribly naughty I am, nobody's caring and nobody's giving a damn. Self-credit, if it's wrong to let someone take a kiss or two just for friendship's sake, let a lady confess, I want to be bad.
You know, nobody ever sings about the bad girls, because the bad girls are sad. But everybody I know sings about the good girls, because the good girls, well, they're glad. That's till you've been around once or twice. You can't tell the naughty from the nice. There's a little bit of bad in every good little girl. She was very good, very good. But even she raised Cain. I know a preacher's daughter who never ordered water. So there's a little bit of bad in every good little girl. They're all the same. Honey, there's bad in every good little girl. Really, they're not to blame. Angels in a dream, but they are so naughty, just the same. They read that good book Sunday, and then snap the stories on Monday. So there's a little bit of bad in every little girl. They're all the same, the good, the bad. Honey, just say female and you got the message.
That was the wonderful Pearl Bailey coming out of her shell. Get it? The pearl shell? All right, it wasn't so funny. All right, today's special broad bloodway to Main Street is Trick or Treat. We heard some songs about girls being bad, and now we're going to go to some great monumental celebrities of the Broadway musical and see how they were good in some shows and very, very bad in the other. That's the trick. That's the treat. We are going to start with a great Englishman who came over named Cyril Richard. That's hard to say if you're from Transylvania. Cyril Richard. He started in the British